Mike Tanier, once a math teacher to Baltimore Ravens quarterback Joe Flacco, among others, now writes about pro football for Sports on Earth. His weekly column is called Walkthrough, and his recent book is A Good Walkthrough Spoiled, a collection of his best writing from his Football Outsiders blog. He joins me from WHYY in Philadelphia. Mike, welcome back to Only a Game.
Oh, it's always great to be on Only a Game. Thanks for having me.
The book includes some surprising revelations. For example, in an entry from 2005, you write, "After 5 years as a football writer, I thought I knew everything about football." What led you to doubt that your knowledge was complete?
Oh, so many things, starting with the fact that when you start looking things at a more insider level, whether it's statistical, whether it's strategic, whether it's getting more opportunities to talk to these young men and these coaches, you discover levels beneath levels beneath levels in the NFL. And really, when this book starts, I'm just at the beginning of that journey. I had been writing for years, but I've been writing for years sort of in a fantasy context where it's like each year, I think even each month along the way, it was like you learn what you know. And like I say, you learn what you don't know. And each time along the way, it was just discovering new facets of the game, new depths of how the game is perceived and how the game is taught.
In an entry titled Fanboys Progress, you acknowledge that I saw Chris Collinsworth in the elevator and I almost peed myself. Tell us why Chris Collinsworth had that effect and whether we can assume that you have outgrown that stage now.
That was at a period in my career where actually getting to go to some games and being among the press level and, you know, getting a chance to interact with those guys was shocking. I'd get starry-eyed. And Chris Collinsworth is a fabulous commentator. His insights in the game are absolutely phenomenal. I think that was about 2008. I was still a mathematics teacher in suburban New Jersey who would write a column and do a joke or do a statistical breakdown, and that's what I'm doing now. Oh, I'm in the elevator with Chris Collinsworth, and then later I'm meeting guys like Peter King, and I'm getting introduced to Al Michaels, and you still get a little starstruck.
Former Chicago Bears head coach Mike Ditka seems to be one of your favorite subjects in this book. You write that he is the NFL's most unpredictable quote machine, but how hard is it to achieve that distinction? Isn't most of the competition almost completely predictable?
That's a good point. So many people are predictable, and there are so few unique voices of his stature who will go against the party line, who's reached a point where, you know, he doesn't care. He is Mike Ditka. He's an institution unto himself. And I think I wrote that because I wrote a long thing about the players' strike in 1987, which is when they had replacement players, the so-called scab games. Mike Ditka at that point was very, very instrumental in bringing in the replacements and coaching them aggressively and promoting them very, very aggressively, saying by Walter Paytons and Michael Singletaries, they are spoiled. And now Mike Ditka will come forward and say that he's a huge advocate of player rights, or something so outlandish that you wonder, you know, is your mind even in the right place? But he's singular, he's unique, he can't be questioned in terms of where he comes from. He can be questioned about his logic, but that's what makes him so interesting, and he's somebody that you have to take notice of.
Mike, some of our listeners may be familiar with the Wunderlich test, which NFL teams use to measure the intelligence of players at the annual scouting combine, but tell us about the test that you think they should be using instead of the Wunderlich.
I call it the walkthrough lick. I told the NFL, it's like, well, for $100,000, I think I will develop the entire test for you because I do have a degree in that. And it's things like, well, here are some things in the playbook. What would you identify in this playbook as correct? Or it might be like, okay, here is a business decision you might have to do with your money where somebody is offering you a loan or is asking for a loan. A Wunderlich is about 3 or 4 generations ago in the world of standardized testing. It's kind of a one-size-fits-all, you know, business decision-making reaction time test that was sold to companies in the 1970s. Hey, do you want to give a quick test to management trainees and things? And the NFL kind of grabbed it. They're still kind of buying this test, which is sort of like snake oil. And it's a little bit of a reading comprehension and, you know, find the next thing in the sequence. And anything is better right now than the Wunderlich. And I think a lot of readers know the real crime is it's supposed to be confidential. Hmm. And every year, all of the scores are leaked, sometimes leaked and talked about by NFL sources. So somebody who scored a 8 or 12 out of 40 gets made fun of publicly. We don't know if this person had a learning disability, the person was taken by surprise from the test, or have anything to do with either their intelligence or their football ability, and yet it becomes an easy thing to knock people on, and that's really the real downside of that particular test.
The back of the book features a very complimentary blurb from former Eagles quarterback Ron Jaworski, who also uses the real estate to complain about your ranking of him. Where did you rank him and why?
Oh, I had to do the top Eagles quarterbacks of all time. And one of the things is I took each team and did their top five quarterbacks. So there's the top five Giants quarterbacks, Patriots quarterbacks. And Ron Jaworski, I believe, wound up a lot lower on the list than I think he would have liked. He's below Donovan McNabb, below Norm Van Brocklin, who was a great from the 1960s. That's sort of the reality of the performance that these guys did and how they played on the field, in my estimation, based on statistics, observation, and talking to others where they rank. Jaworski has been a big boon to me during his career. He's one of the best analysts in terms of pure analytical, intelligent, insightful comment of what's really going on the field. He does not sensationalize. He looks at these players. He evaluates them. He does his homework. He gets real information from coaches. And he was an inspiration as a quarterback growing up in the Philadelphia area. But I have to be honest, when I'm ranking quarterbacks, and I believe I put him third or fourth.
Have you received complaints from other players about where you've ranked them?
Very few. You know what? This time of year, the Madden football rankings come out for EA Sports and, you know, the video game world. And football players are incredibly in tune to where they are in their Madden rankings. Mm. You will get. I will sit and harvest tweets of guys complaining, I got a 91 ranking when I should be a 93. You know, you'll get a quarterback like Cam Newton of the Panthers who will sit and talk endlessly about his rankings because you know he's actually playing the game, which confounds me because I wouldn't play a sports writer video game. But here's Cam Newton playing a football video game. And playing as himself. Michael Vick will talk about how he never plays himself. He plays as Tom Brady because he wants to be a pocket passer. He does not want to be Michael Vick. So I guess it's aspirational. You know, I want to be an astronaut in a video game or Captain Kirk. And, you know, Michael Vick wants to be Tom Brady. That's great. But, you know, I've talked to a few people about the rankings. I've heard from guys in the Giants a couple of times. They're not really in tune to what's being talked about in books. It's more like what's talked about on the internet.
So you wouldn't play a sports writer video game?
Oh, it would be brutal. And I don't know who plays video games out there, but sometimes the video games actually have press conferences now. So you become a player and you go out and you score two touchdowns and then you have to sit in the press conference. And it's really a simulated press conference because the question being asked is boilerplate and you have to pick from one of four responses that are boilerplate. And it's like a kabuki theater type of thing. And I try to skip them because they're too close to my life right now. But no, I would not play a sports writer video game. If they made one, who knows? There might be an interest.
Mike Tanier writes a column titled Walkthrough for Sports on Earth, and his new book is titled A Good Walkthrough, Spoiled. Mike, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
You can read an excerpt of A Good Walkthrough, Spoiled, along with my review of the book, by visiting onlyagame.org.